I knew as soon as I saw there was horse schools in London that it was a false opposition. I knew that there was nothing radical about that platform whatsoever. I knew they were pushing at an open door, and it turns out I was right because somebody sent me a very good article that traces how this group came together, what the history of the people involved are, and it's all there. It's all NGOs, it's all multinationals, it's all lobby groups funneling money left, right, and centre. Christ Almighty, they've even got connections to the CIA in America. But this is the acceptable face of radicalism and opposition to the establishment. I mean, it's a bit of a fucking clue when all of the establishment and all of the media welcome you with open arms. You're hardly the most edgy group in fucking town, are you? And all they did was sit there for 2 weeks in a puddle of their own piss, feeling great about themselves. And false opposition is a word that gets kind of thrown around quite a lot, a bit too much for my liking. But here, I mean, this is what it looks like. This is what false opposition actually looks like, what we've seen going on for the last week or two. And so what is it that they're supposed to be against, and how are they a false opposition? But leaving aside the fact that we've now got the background on them, and I'll post a link to that below. How exactly are they a false opposition then? Well, in theory, they're against the modern world and the capitalist system. In practice, when you look at the website, what they want is to have mass draconian controls on the populations of all over Europe, mainly by the looks of it. And in order to do that, they're going to form people assemblies and put pressure on the government. But what that means, if so, let's just say, for example, and by the way, I've done a video on eco warriors before because I think there is a point to be had here and there is an argument to be had. It's just I think that the far right, so-called, should be doing it. But of course, these people are the first in line to shut us down. And instead, what they'd bring in would be where all of the sort of the money powers is still in place. But what you've got on top of that is really draconian laws over people. Of course, these fucking morons don't understand that. The useful idiot never knows that he's a useful idiot, except for their handlers, of course, further up the food chain. These middle-class wankers who sat in their own piss on the streets of London think they're actually doing a good thing. What they're actually doing is it's appealing to a one-world government. It's appealing to the larger superstructure of globalism to come in and solve a problem. Whether or not the problem exists is another matter because in any case, they're out on the streets. So let's just say that you wanted to ban plastic in Europe. That sounds great. Who's going to argue with that? Well, I mean, if you look at what the Extinction Rebellion Muppets. They would have that would override everything else. So then they would let the government and special agencies have all kinds of powers to keep track on you as a consumer and how much plastic you're actually going to be using. And then they'd come after you and tax you more or whatever it may be. Even then, I mean, whether or not plastic would actually be phased out is by the by. What matters is that it's an extra system of control. In the same way that if you're going to save the planet, you're going to have a one-world government with a huge amount of control over the world to actually bring that in. So, and the one-world government itself is a creation of global capital. It's global capital and certain interested parties with a millenarian mission. Who want to have this total control. And so when you see it from that perspective, Extinction Rebellion are going out on the streets and they're pretending that they're standing up against the system when what they're doing is just reinforcing it. They're saying, yes, come and save us, come and save the planet. And they think they're radical by doing it. So this is what an opposition looks like. This is what a false opposition actually looks like. It's when they pretend to have a radical platform, but they're actually reinforcing the status quo like a bunch of fucking morons that they are. But then the reaction of the establishment as well was just pathetic, because that you've had like Guardianista writers, and they see themselves in this sort of quasi-controlled rebellion. They see their younger selves, and they can guilt trip themselves all over again. Oh, we're so awful because we've wrecked the planet. Look at these kids. These are the good people that we never were. And then they can lash themselves again with guilt and self-loathing all along. Just like their, I mean, even in their youth, it was all money, power, all of that boomer stuff, all of the fr that cultural Marxism, all of that was funded by the money power as well. The entire sort of arc of what became neoliberalism, it the left, it's been carried in on these ideologues all the way. It's been carried on the backs of these idealistic middle class twats, and then they're going to turn around at the end of it all and say, "Oh, we've got to rebel against the system." It's your fucking system. You did it. But if, there's another thing to this as well. That we are we. There is it, we are in an era of mass protests, and you can well imagine, you know, the sort of typical Labour New Left Blairite looking at these clowns here and think, well, that's a safer bet. I mean, we don't want to end up having the yellow vests on the street asking who runs the central banks. Let's keep it safe. Let's just make it vague. Let's just say we're going to save the world. And no, nobody can complain about that. And let alone if this was a sort of nationalist group. I mean, why is it that when you go out on the streets to protest and you say, why is it that the Great Replacement is written off instantly? Because it's becoming like a popular meme. The Great Replacement is instantly written off as a sort of white supremacist conspiracy theory. But Extinction Rebellion is totally acceptable, and all the political class will jump on board and say, "Oh yeah, and let's get that little retarded Swedish girl over. That little retarded Swedish girl has got like a 25% chance of being raped by diversity. Should she not be standing on that platform first?" It's all so transparent, so obvious. And at the end of the day, you know, it's where they get to stand there and pretend, and that's the whole sort of story, the whole history of the neoliberal left, as useful idiots, is that they do get to gaze upon themselves as sort of, what do they call it in the 60s? We are stardust. We are golden. These golden children are finally going to get there. And eventually, it's not enough to anymore that they've. It used to be about colonialism and slavery. Now they're going to go the whole way and save the world. Finally, save the world. All of it and everybody on it. This, this is where it all ends. We're gonna make it happen. And the banks are going to secretly fund it. And at every step of the way, the noose is tightening around the necks of the people of the world as they're strangled with debt and central banks and consumerism. And every step of the way, these left-wing wankers have ushered it in. And it just makes me puke. I'll see you later, folks.